Hello, everybody, and welcome into episode number 226 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
We don't know either. That's the end. I'm starting off at the beginning. Thank you to all the players that I met this week while I was hosting that came up and talked to me about the podcast. Appreciated all your feedback and glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah. It's always nice to get back out in the field every once in a while, just not for an extended period of time.
Well, I got called out because I was hosting 80s night and I tweeted from District Trivia's account, oh, Linsbit rocking the side pony. And this guy comes up, he's like, you're the one that runs the Twitter account, aren't you? And I was like, I'm just saying what's true.
All right. Don't hate.
Yeah, right? Okay, so Nick, why don't you kick us off? We're just going to do a bunch of facts today. We're in like that mood. We're in the zone.
Yeah, so one of the things, and I was telling you this beforehand, but I can explain now to the listeners, both of them. Basically, when I go through looking at stuff online and whatever, I create bookmarks and I, you know, say, okay, here's a bunch of different interesting facts. I have an interesting facts file in my Chrome account.
Right. You make bookmarks?
I do.
That's too much of a commitment for
me. I know. It's a lot.
I just opened tabs, and then I have 45,000 tabs.
Oh, no. See, I'm on Nick's side on this. I have just a list of bookmarks, and as I use them, I delete them.
Yeah. Then you have to delete them. Ugh.
Yeah, no. I delete them as I use them, so right. I don't go back on it.
Feelings get hurt. Whereas if you just close websites. A tab, it's like you ghost
right.
them.
Yeah, there you go. It's just like not responding. You were that girl in high school that broke up with a guy by never talking to him again, right?
No. Oh. I don't. I think I got broken up with for the most part.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Just
that
who
makes
I am.
A lot of sense. I can see that. So anyway, when I go through all, I rank them. I say, oh, this is a great one. This will work out. And then there's some that just they're really interesting, but they're not enough for an interesting fact. So what I've done is I've stuck seven of those together, and that's good enough for one interesting fact. So basically what I've got for you today is I've got a bunch of – I'm going to make a bunch of statements.
Nick's smorgasbord.
Yes. You tell me whether or not the statement is true or false.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. So true or false.
Yeah. It's true or false. And if you want, you can take opposite sides of the argument, and hilarity will ensue.
Oh. Bring it. Okay. Pressure.
All right. So here is the first statement.
True.
The oldest person on Earth – was born closer to the signing of the Constitution than to today.
Okay. So the oldest person on Earth, we had talked about this previously. I think the woman that was born in 1899 or 1898 recently passed away.
Correct.
So I don't know what the oldest...
You all work out. You work it out. You work the math out. You try to figure it out. But yes, you are correct. The woman who was in 1888 or 1898 or whatever passed away.
I'm going to say true.
Okay.
That it's closer to today than the Constitution.
Than the signing of the Constitution.
Constitution was what, 1790, right?
Give or take.
Okay, so it's pretty close. I'm going to say like 1900's probably the oldest person. Maybe, well, yeah. So I'd say 1900, 117.
Uh-huh.
10...
So 1900 minus 117.
That's Lindsay's math music.
No, I was thinking like I was trying to go through in my head constitutional facts, which weren't really relevant to what we were talking about right now. But I've been listening to a lot of Hamilton, so that's just the song started going through the head. But yeah, true.
True is correct.
All right.
She 1900, 117 years old. 1900 minus 117 is 19 what?
Never that's do, your fact. You
never
tell
do
us.
Math live. 83.
Yeah.
So yeah. So it's it was 1787 was the signing of the Constitution.
Okay.
So
cool.
you were close on all of your estimates.
Why did I think 1789? 1790.
You said 1790. It was 1787.
Maybe that was Washington's farewell. No, that was 1793. I don't know. Anyway,
look, I thought both of you were immediately going to go to the Declaration of Independence, which was 1776 instead of the Constitution.
I just didn't show my work, and that's exactly what I did.
We forget about the Articles of Confederation, you know?
Yeah.
That was a 10-year period.
Uh-huh.
When nobody ever talks about it.
There you go. All right. Here's your second one. It is possible that all of the people in history that have reached the age of 65, half of them are alive today.
I think that's 100% true. I think that's true. I think there's so much of a huge population swell. I mean, it's exponential.
Uh-huh.
That it would, one, people are living way, way, way longer. Plus, there's a ton more people, period. So those two things combined, it has to be true.
I don't have Lindsay's confidence level on it, but I would also say true.
You would also say it's true. That is true.
Yeah.
It is true. That is, again, in my research, there have been estimated 100 billion living people in the history of the Earth.
Oh.
Okay.
Do you know when they start counting people as people?
I would assume the first Homo sapien, mm-hmm. whenever that designation was dropped on somebody, whoever that first one was, but it's for the Homo sapiens.
Oh, I thought that was John Doe. Is that not the name of it?
I have no idea. But yeah, it was 100 billion people is what they've said. Of course, you know, about 7 of them are around now. But yeah, half of the people that have reached the age of 65. It's possible. Obviously,
right.
There's no way to track that person for person, but it is possible. All right, here's your third one. The U.S., United States of America, is older than Germany.
In what definition?
The country of the United States is older than the country of Germany.
Are we including World War II and then the reunification of Germany? We are including that.
That's reasonable to assume. Some of these are kind of like gotcha questions, but it's more of a thought process kind of thing.
I think that's true, because I would guess that they would say that Germany, the new one, happened after the reunification and all that. That would be my argument, too, so I would say true. And I also think that if this is a gotcha kind of thing, that would make sense to say that.
You are absolutely correct. The current
question it.
German Foundation Day is what they call it, is 1949.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's the reunification of
East Germany, West Germany.
Kind of, but it wouldn't be the reunification in 1949.
Right.
Reunification would have been like 1991, 90, something along those lines.
I don't know the official date.
Yeah. it's 1949 is their foundation day for Germany.
Got it.
All I know about Europe is that it's old. Actually, that's not all I know about Europe, but I was recently...
You were there.
Three things.
Yeah. No, I was in Czech Republic and nerded out. We went to Prague Castle, and they have room of knights, and they had little kid baby knights, and then they had all of these swords with no information about the swords, just the year that the sword was crafted or made.
And it was forever ago?
400. They had swords from 400, 500.
Right.
It was mind-blowing to me, and I'm nerding out. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. This is so cool. And my friends are like, what is wrong with you? They gave me an audio guide and said, hey, let us know the key parts of it.
Right. So there's.
Did they ask you for a book report for the audio report, really?
Yeah.
The Cliff's Notes of the audio report.
They're like, we're only paying for one of these audio guides. Lindsay, you need to listen to it and then tell us the key highlights. So I was like, oh, that... You know, that crypt over there is so-and-so, Saint so-and-so, and he's got silver and crystal. And they're like, oh, wow, that's interesting. Okay, let's go back to Snapchatting.
Right.
Lindsay, key points. Key points.
Right. Tone it down a little bit.
I was like, guys, we're standing at something that's the 9th century. Do you know how old this is? And they're like, yeah, it's really old. Cool.
Yeah, there's a book that I've read in the past where it's basically the guy goes around and discovers the 7 ancient wonders of the world, like in their current forms now, or the final resting places of pieces that are around it.
Sure.
It's a great book. But basically, they just blow shit up. Like, it's one of those kinds of books. So it's like they find the Hanging Gardens of Babylon and then they just blow it up. And I'm like, see, that's one of those things where I would not sacrifice myself, because the Hanging Gardens of Babylon, like the lost Hanging Gardens of Babylon, are thousands of years old. That's more important than my life. Like, I would not blow something up to save my life, because my life is 30-something years.
Oh, this is a fiction book.
It's a fiction book.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. You should preface with that, because I'm thinking this was some real-life archaeologist.
You're wondering when
the
hell somebody found the Hanging Gardens of Babylon?
No, but I meant when you first said it, you were talking about this guy. I was picturing a guy going around to all these ancient wonders of the world and doing, you know, teaching things about it. But, okay, now I get where you're at.
No, there's only, like, what, one that's still standing and, like, 2 or 3 or 4 where the locations are actually known kind of thing? Like the pyramids.
Pyramids.
That's the one that's still standing.
Great Wall is not one of them?
Great Wall is not one of the 7 ancient wonders of the world. There's a fun test. Name the 7 ancient wonders of the world, Michael.
let's not.
Library of
Alexandria.
Yeah, the lighthouse.
Right.
Colossus of Rhodes.
Okay.
Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Mausoleum at Halicarnassus. Statue of Zeus at something. And the pyramids.
Again, before our time.
Yeah, slightly, just a hair.
Okay, keep going.
All right, next one. The New York Yankees have won as many World Series as the next 4 teams combined.
I'm going to say true. Just for the sheer longevity. Are we including when they were the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Yes.
Then yes.
No, they weren't the Brooklyn Dodgers.
I'm sorry.
The LA Dodgers.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We were talking about Jackie Robinson earlier today and threw me off.
Yeah.
I'm regardless, I'm going to say true.
You're going to say true. All
right. I feel like true is most likely the right answer.
True is not correct.
No, false?
No, the Yankees have won 27.
Yeah.
Second place is the St. Louis Cardinals with 11.
Oh.
And then the Oakland Athletics with 9.
Okay.
And then the Giants and Red Sox are tied with 8.
Okay, so it's pretty close.
They've won more than the next 2, but not the next 4.
Okay, I didn't realize
there's
that
your gotcha
the
question.
I knew that the Cardinals had won a lot of series, but I thought they'd only won 8 or 9.
No, yeah, it's 11.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
27, 11, I mean, 9, 8, and 8. So
when you hack into somebody's email, right?
Yeah. All right. 2/3 of Africa is in the Northern Hemisphere.
I wish you could have seen our
faces. Wow, that would have been great for a video podcast. They both immediately looked up and to the left. Like exactly the same head motion.
Oh, man. Africa is very big.
Africa is large.
I'm going to say true.
Okay.
Because I've actually crossed the equator at that little nook.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of remembering the map of like when we were right there.
Where and when you were where
right,
you were.
Exactly.
Cool. I'll go with Michael.
True.
True is correct. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think it's something like 80% of the world's population is in the Northern Hemisphere. The equator is super south. You don't necessarily realize how far south it is.
He just had a big turkey dinner. Just a big Thanksgiving dinner and the equator moved a little bit.
Yeah.
Or she, you know.
However you want to look at it. All right, next one. More people in the world suffer from obesity than from hunger.
False.
False.
That is true.
No.
Yeah. No, come on.
So, all right, according to... I got to get over to my right tab. No.
I'm glad that you came with research for all of these, because obviously we're like, what the?
Yeah. No, that's... I assumed everybody was like, no, that's not going to work. There we go. So this is from Forbes.
Okay.
And as of the publishing of this article, which was 2014, the International Famine Relief Council, 1.5 billion people in the world suffering from obesity, and 925 million were undernourished. Hmm. So it's not even close. It's 1.5 to 925.
Is undernourished the same thing as hungry, as you phrased it? I'm asking in their definition.
In the terms of Forbes. Basically, the title of the article is "There are now more obese people than hungry people."
Oh, gotcha.
So,
cool.
Yeah. Again, super interesting, but that's not like a 10-minute conversation about anything.
Yeah. We got to figure out which one you're going to ask for your interesting fact to incorporate into trivia. Done.
All right. I got one more for you.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready?
One more.
There are more cars than people in Los Angeles.
I'm going to let you, because I don't know. I've been to California, but I honestly don't remember if I've ever been to L.A. I will be going there to officiate a wedding, but
I'll count. That's the thing about L.A. Everybody loves their cars.
Yeah. And there's the Hollywood people that have 15 or 20 cars.
You know what? I have watched La La Land, so.
Yeah. You are pretty much an expert.
Yeah, I've seen it twice now.
All right.
So
Then you may be the world's most foremost expert on L.A.
Yeah, there's a lot of colors, a lot of dresses swirling about.
Yeah,
cars.
I mean, Jay Leno by himself has a couple hundred,
and,
right?
You know, all of the landmarks, no people whatsoever. None. It seems really great
it's
for
weird.
Tourism.
Yeah. So more cars than people.
I'm going to say true.
I want to say yes. Like, my gut says yes, but I feel like you're tricking me.
All right.
I'm going to go true.
You're going to go true. It is false. It is false. There are 6.4 million cars in L.A., and there's almost 12 million people.
Oh, huh.
So it's just over half.
Man, I should have quit while I was ahead in the early parts
of
this.
Yeah, you started out really well. So, but yeah, again, that's just, you know, those were a bunch of things that I found that are super interesting that don't work as an interesting fact in and of themselves.
I'm just mad that I watched La La Land twice and that didn't give me the answer to that.
Well, it would have.
Also, I do want to talk to somebody about La La Land because I just don't understand it in the sense of what? Why was this so beloved? I mean, I get it, old school Hollywood, you know, but it just was weird. It was weird. Anyway.
I didn't see it. I can't tell.
Anyway, so I want to talk about my fact.
Yep.
Okay.
And it's involving snipers.
Okay.
So a Canadian elite special forces just set the world record for longest kill shot, longest sniper shot.
Okay.
How long was the shot?
I know this.
You know it?
I saw an article on it.
Oh, man.
You want it in feet or miles?
Miles.
All right.
I mean, I guess I could calculate feet real quick, but that seems excessive.
Sure, especially since I'm not 100% sure how many feet to the mile. It's like 5,200, right? Or is it 5,820?
What's the scene from Remember the Titans? How many feet are in a mile?
I don't remember.
Come on, Petey, how many feet are in a mile?
Right. What is 5,820 or
5,280?
5,280.
Yeah.
So you pick up this football, so and you run.
I'm gonna say it's about. I'm gonna say 1.65 miles.
No.
No. Okay.
No.
If memory serves, it's just over two, isn't it?
Just over two,
wow.
Yeah. 2.1 miles and some change. Technically, 3,540 meters, excuse me. So 2.1 miles and...
Did you say confirmed kill or like
confirmed.
Test range?
It's confirmed. It was a Islamic State
okay,
guy in Iraq.
Kill.
Yeah.
Got it.
This was released by the Canadian task force. Like they came out and said it. I don't know who... It's not via the Guinness Book of World Records because I'm imagining that Guinness doesn't want to encourage
murder.
Non-sanctioned, non-sanctioned or
right.
You know, non-military, obviously, from doing that. But they're just describing it as the world's longest sniper shot. Where does the U.S. fall on the list?
Oh, where on
yeah,
the
so
list?
I have the top...
Like U.S. Special Forces.
So
not murder, kill.
Yeah, kill. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Military sniper kill.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris Kyle's got to be on that list. What? Probably third or fourth, I'd figure.
I have no idea. Right now, what's the most highly trained special forces in the world? There's a huge argument always, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't they have like joint operations and stuff like that? I'm gonna say there's a couple of Aussies on that list. I'm gonna say there's a couple of Canadians on that list.
I only have the top five, so
right.
I'd put us at third.
I'm gonna say fourth.
The U.S. is at number five.
Number five.
Number five on the list. Yeah. It was about 1.42 miles.
Okay.
And then in fourth was Canadian again. Third a Canadian. And second was a British guy.
British guy. Okay.
Yeah.
What was the distance on second? The former number one?
2,400 meters. I didn't do that math. I found an article via Canada. So.
I can't do metric.
Does it give the snipers' names? I'm a little curious who the number fifth.
Guy was Sergeant Brian Kramer. Kramer.
Okay.
Longest confirmed sniper kill shot by a U.S. soldier. He killed an Iraqi insurgent with the specific rifle in 2004.
Right.
So it's interesting. And I started to look about how we came to use the word sniper to indicate this long shot. Like, even with hockey, they're like, oh, man, I sniped that corner.
Right.
I mean, I don't say that because I never hit the net. But if I did hit the net, I would say it. Or, you pick the corner. So any idea where the origin sniper came from? I've been asking a lot of these questions because I think language is so interesting.
From the NFL draft.
It was a hunting prey, wasn't it?
A snipe was a bird, you'd go on a snipe hunt,
and if you could hit it,
I always like, thought a snipe was a hunt was looking for something that didn't exist.
Maybe not.
No, Michael, you're
but
right
yeah, no,
on
a
track.
Snipe is like okay. A little bird.
Yeah, it is a little bird.
Yeah.
So back in the 19th century, British soldiers in India were going out and doing snipe hunts, and they would write back to their wives, people at home, like, oh, snipe hunting today. And then eventually during World War I, it evolved into sniping, and that's how the origins
from
the birds.
They were small birds, right?
They were tough to hit.
Yeah,
exactly. They were really hard to hit. So if you hit one, you're having a good day sniping, and
right.
That's kind of how they referred to it.
Got it.
Yeah,
that
is pretty
cool.
Yeah, and the first guy that the first sniper rifle was invented in the mid 1850s. So really came about, U.S. Civil War with the sharpshooters, especially in the Confederacy, then World War I. It's all big history. I thought it was very cool.
I fired a Barrett sniper rifle.
What?
Yeah. I was at a bachelor party in Vegas last year.
Naturally.
And we went to a shooting range, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to shoot that. It was bolted to the ground. It was bolted to the ground.
Right.
It still hurt my shoulder to shoot it.
I believe that.
Wow.
Have you ever seen any of those videos of those long shots?
I've seen some of that stuff.
Bang.
Yeah.
One Mississippi.
Yeah.
Two Mississippi.
Right.
Three Mississippi.
Boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it's
forever.
To follow up, so this was the world record, or it's not technically, I always think that with records, there should be some governing body that monitors them.
Usually
that's
like Guinness or something like that, but they didn't fall into this.
But this is,
you can say world record.
Yeah.
It's the world record. It's the longest confirmed
sniper kill.
Yeah.
So 2.1 miles. Traveled 10 seconds it took to get from the guy up on the hill to the actual target.
What's amazing is that at that point, it's got to be just as much luck as it is skill.
I think everyone would disagree with that.
Yeah.
Pretty aggressively.
Well, think about it. There's a guy giving a speech. right? And you're 2.1 miles away, and it's going to take 10 seconds for it to travel. He could finish the speech, wave, and walk away from the podium in the amount of time between you pull the trigger and the bullet gets there.
I'm sure that that's part of your training as to where you're hitting to...
Right.
When to shoot,
what the circumstances are.
Yeah,
like,
and you
hitting a moving target at a consistent speed, sure. Hitting a moving target at an inconsistent speed from 2 miles away.
Yeah, I'm sure that the guy
I'm sure it was a stationary target.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, you think about, like, just your work day. How often are you just at your desk and...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well,
am I researching spam?
Yeah. just as an FYI, the previous world record, the number two guy currently... 2,400 meters is 1.491 miles.
Wow.
So this guy beat it by a huge margin. And my original guess of 1.65 is deemed to be more reasonable than the actual record.
Cool. Well, Michael, you still have a fact.
I still have a fact. Okay. Mine is very different.
Oh, okay.
Mine's about wine.
Ooh, oh, one of my favorite things.
Yes. So this isn't the question. This is the obviously lead up. In all of the U.S., and this is as of January 2017, they put these reports out semi-annually. Who is the number? Which U.S. state is the number one producer of wine?
California.
Okay. Easy. Yeah.
Boom. I'm out. See you later. See you next week.
This has been the We Don't Know Either podcast.
Yeah.
Who's number two?
Virginia.
Virginia is number eight.
Oh,
nine.
Man.
Oregon.
I'm sorry. Virginia is nine. Oregon is four.
Oh, you're getting closer.
Got closer.
Nevada, Washington.
You know what? It's going to be one of those, like, Iowa.
Not Iowa.
Kansas.
I said Nevada as a joke because it's a desert mostly.
Right.
Which would be one of those gotcha things because now you ask those first and that's where my brain is. Like,
right.
Oh, Hawaii, no.
Right.
No, I'm not looking at your screen. Don't worry. Virginia was my next
yeah,
big
Virginia's
guess.
Yeah, Virginia's number nine.
Alaska.
It's not Alaska. No.
Alabama.
No, I don't know. No, I see what you're doing.
I don't know. Tell us.
Number two, Washington State.
Washington State. I was so close. I just had to go one further north.
So California, as of January, put out 282 million cases of wine. Roughly 87% of the production for
87%? What, you know, just how much of that is boxed? Can you put in a term that I understand?
Or about 40% of what Lindsay consumes in a year.
Washington's second at 15 million cases. Then it's New York, Oregon, Texas, Michigan.
Oh, New York. I knew they had a lot of vineyards.
Upstate New York.
Yeah.
Michigan, North Carolina, Illinois, Virginia, and Pennsylvania rolls out the top 10.
Very cool.
Yeah. I was like, really? Washington.
You wouldn't really think of Pennsylvania as a huge wine-producing state.
850,000 cases.
Okay. That's a lot.
There's
how many bottles per case?
12 bottles per case, isn't it?
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know. Like,
pretty sure it's 12.
Sarah's allergic to wine, and I don't really drink it. We're more whiskey. Scotch. She drinks scotch, I drink whiskey, and everybody's happy.
Cool. Well, this is actually a perfect time to wrap it up
because
we went through all the facts.
Yep.
What is our secret phrase?
Boom. See you next week.
Boom. Cool. Done. Boom. That's easy. Easy and done with. Very cool.
Yeah, no. Boom. See you next week.
Oh, boom.
That's
see
what you
next
said.
Week.
Yeah. It's a quote.
Boom, it's a quote.
See you next week.
Yeah. Somebody asked me that. How did you get the secret phrases? And I was like, usually Nick just says, like, writes down something weird that we say.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. You said that. I wrote it down. There we go. Boom. See you next week.
Okay, well, awesome. We got more facts. I know I have a bunch of facts that we didn't get to today for next week, per usual.
Yep.
So this is the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Margo.
We don't know either.
Bye.